Bankers are amongst the most publicly distrusted professionals at the moment, and this appears to be a label that they actually deserve, because a new study has shown that when bankers are thinking about banking, they are much more likely to behave dishonestly.
Researchers at the University of Zurich asked more than 100 financiers to play a coin tossing game and report the number of heads or tails they threw, knowing that they would get a financial reward for every head they reported.
When they played, after answering questions about their home lives or leisure activities, they totted up the coin tosses honestly. But if they played after being put into a banking mindset by talking about their jobs beforehand, then they began to cheat, really quite badly. Michel Marichal.
So we wanted to analyse whether the business culture in the banking industry favours dishonest behaviour. We found in a survey that actually the image of the banking industry is quite poor. So people think that bankers are more dishonest than criminals. We're not only interested in the level of dishonesty, but whether the culture in the banking industry is likely to favor or tolerate dishonest behavior.
And what did you do? How did you explore that?
The goal is to measure the influence of the culture. And this is not an easy task. What we did is we randomly assigned bank employees into two different experimental conditions. So in the main experimental group, we reminded the participants of their occupational role by asking them about their professional background. So for example, we asked them what bank they work for or how many years they have been working in the banking industry. This manipulation puts their occupational role and the associated norms on top of their minds. And in contrast, we had a control condition asking them a question about their, for example, leisure activity.
I see. So what you're trying to do is put them in the banking mindset before they do the tasks in your study, or put them into a more kind of outside work mindset and see whether when they're in their workplace mindset, their level of honesty differs.
Exactly. So subjects were instructed to flip a coin 10 times and to report the outcome of these coin tosses. And they knew in advance for each coin toss whether they would win $20 if they flipped heads or if they flipped tails. And because the subjects were unobserved while they were doing this task, it was impossible for us to identify who exactly cheated and who not. But we know that around 50% of the coin flips should have been successful if everyone would have reported honestly.
So if you look at the whole group of them together, you can ask, is the proportion who are winning higher than chance would predict? And if so, that's telling you that there's some dishonesty going on. People are misreporting what their real coin flips were.
Exactly.
And you did this for people when they're in their banking mindset, having been primed by these think about your job words, versus people who are thinking about the golf course or going swimming or something. Did you see a difference between those two conditions?
Yes, so we have basically two results. When the bankers thought about their leisure time, they were honest on average. So there was not much cheating. But when they were reminded of their occupational role, so when they were primed in the mindset of a banker, then they started to cheat significantly, which suggests the business culture, the norms in the banking industry, favour dishonest behaviour.
How do you think that this finding, which is fairly dramatic, should be taken forward? What should be done, and can anything be done to sort this out? Is there any precedent for this sort of situation?
The results suggest that banks should actually promote more honest behavior by changing the norms that are associated with the profession as a banker. But this will obviously take time and will require actions from various angles. Many experts have actually suggested that bankers should take a professional oath similar to the Hippocratic Oath for physicians. So, however, such an oath alone would not be sufficient. It's necessary that banks actually make a detailed analysis of their work routines to find out where and when the employees make critical decisions regarding norm obedience. And this will allow to generate common knowledge about what type of behaviors are actually socially desirable and which not, and also will allow that the peers enforce these new honesty norms.
Michel Marichal with a little bit of proof about what many of us probably suspected all along about bankers.